Good evening. This is KC2YX on net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be September 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Arctic Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member, and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. KC2YXN here. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile who would like to join our net this evening. Please call now. I am now listening for any stations on EchoLink who would like to check in. Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to join us this evening? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta, New York. And Kathy, I think I'm the only one so far in the queue.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for the information. And how are things in Oneonta? Boy, what a beautiful evening it turned out to be.
Yeah, definitely. I will have to agree with you. Good evening, Kathy, and everyone on board here listening. This is KD2FBM out here in Oneonta. Got 72 degrees, had a high of 82 today, and it was a little bit muggy, and my air conditioner is doing something funny, actually. It is so humid here that as the AC is running, it actually looks like I've got an open faucet hanging out of my window at this point, so that's kind of an interesting scenario there, but I'm hearing a front will be coming through tomorrow, which will drop us back down to a little more comfortable levels in the coming days, and then another front on Wednesday will be here and will take us down just a little bit further again, so it'll feel a little more fall-like towards the end of the week, it sounds like. So we'll have to wait and see next Friday night and see how close I was with that prediction. So with that, I'll say 7-3. This is KD2FPM. Back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for joining us this evening. You know what? I probably won't remember next Friday. So, yeah, it's been, it's so hard to believe that we've already lost 2 hours of daylight between June and now. It's amazing. 1 minute a day really adds up. Okay, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
WAQU.
That recognizes George and John. Anyone else out there who would like to join us? Okay, Georgia, right at the top of the list. And how are you this evening?
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everyone on the net. The temperature here is 66 degrees. Temperature range today is 66 to 78. And, I think it'll be on the humid side here at 78 degrees, but, still in all, I'll take it. Nothing too bad. didn't have to put up any heat or anything, so we can be glad for that. Okay, tomorrow I might be going to a chicken barbecue at the Brogan train station, the museum. So, but that's about it at this point, nothing much else, so we'll say God bless, 73 then, 2 PSM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, you're right about that. There's always something to be grateful for, even though we all complain about it. When it's 40 below, we wish for that heat. So, well, we have 60 degrees here. As usual, we seem to be always the coolest spot in the area. But we'll take it, definitely. All right, next up is John, WA2U.
WA2U, I'll say good evening to George and Kevin James, and of course Gassy's here, and anyone else that's out there listening or getting ready to check in. Yeah, 60 degrees, not bad. Had a good day today, and we're at about, I don't know, about 1,300 feet in elevation. It depends on if you believe the GPS or not. So it makes, I noticed that NOAA gives certain weather for elevations over 2,500 feet and things of that nature. So you don't have to go very far from here where it drops substantially off. So kind of flat up here where we are, and we're up higher than the lake, I guess, is at 1250 anyway. But it makes for some interesting weather. Had a good day today. Had some company this afternoon. Our new neighbors, she drove over and visited with us for a while, so we enjoyed that. Got our, let me reset. Got our workouts in today. Did the Airdyne, and Kathy did a super job on the elliptical, so we still use our gym. I prefer walking outside, but it's just too uncomfortable to do that, so try to sneak that in and inside where it's a little bit cooler. It is cooling off. A number of things going on, I guess, this weekend. I think it's the pulley and flywheel show. I think that is this weekend. I'm pretty sure up in Constableville. So people haven't gone to that. We've gone to it in the past. It's kind of an interesting thing. We don't plan on going this year, but hopefully they'll have nice weather for that. And then I think the following, well, at least I think it's on the 16th or the 17th, there's a cream cheese fest up in Lowellville. And that's on the same weekend as September 17th and 18th at the New York State Fairgrounds, where they have the Fall Gun Show. And I would imagine that is going to be absolutely packed. It has been in the past, and I can only imagine with things going on now, there will be people standing in long lines. So, anyways, that's 9 to 5 on Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. So, and there's a ham fest. There you go. There's a ham fest this weekend. I think it's tomorrow up in Boston Spa. I think one of the frequencies, 147.375. Forgot what the PL is, but you just put your radio in PL search and it'll come up. So, we'll turn it back over to that control here, and maybe there'll be some other people joining us, WATU, back to net.
Okay, thank you, John. Yeah, that flywheel and pulley show is very interesting. If you like old tractors, old machinery, they have an old hit-and-miss engine or motor. That was very interesting. They have an old steam shovel there. That was really cool. Everybody gets to show off their old tractors. Okay, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for further check-ins.
Says KD2AIT.
Okay, and that recognizes Jeff. Good to have you in. You're probably at camp, and you have zucchini coming out your ears.
Good evening, it's KD2AIT. Yes, we have quite a bit still growing. With this heat, hasn't slowed down all that much. A little bit, but not much. So we're planning on making some zucchini soup here next week. We have 62 degrees up here at camp. We're a little bit warmer than you. We've been up here at camp here most of the day, and getting a lot of things done. We've been doing quite a bit of shooting up here and throwing the lead at the targets, as they say. And I got my daughter up here and one of my sons up here and my my brother's up here. So we're having a good time. We made some pulled pork and some of that fresh sweet corn here from Boonville and some potatoes and had a good dinner. And we're just kind of winding down here for the evening and probably be heading off to bed here not too much longer. And we got some stuff here we got to do tomorrow. No big projects this weekend. We're kind of goofing off, but there's always odds and ends of things to do. And kind of waiting for hunting season to get here. In fact, it starts next weekend. Early bear season starts. So, and then shortly after that, not only just a few days after that, we got a grouse season starting, which is always a lot of fun, especially once the leaves really start falling. But grouse goes all the way up until late February. And then you got deer season, not that far after grouse season starts. You got some of your muzzle loading and your bow hunting and all that other stuff starts. So we're kind of looking forward to that, but we're enjoying this nice warm weather. We were down swimming in the river today, and for this time of year in September, to be down there with the water being so warm, it's really nice. So anyway, KD2AIT, back to that control.
Okay, Jeff, well, thanks for joining us this evening with your family. That's always fun, and we've had some bear sightings up here, so we'll have to let them know you're hunting, and they can hide up here. Great. Well, yeah, zucchini soup, that sounds like a good idea. We've been making zucchini just about everything, so, and giving them away, too. Very good. This is KC2YXM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time.
WA2 with a comment.
You may go right ahead.
Oh, it's very interesting. I actually think that bear, deer, they all know when hunting season. I don't know how this weather's going to affect everything. I look at what the temperatures were last year and what they are. A lot of the parks in Syracuse were closed, I guess, after Labor Day, and they're keeping them open until the 19th of September. But we've got bear right around here, and most of us that do any target practice or whatever, the guy across the street's got an AR-10, and he does a lot of target practice. And they're like oblivious. It doesn't keep them away. The you know, handgun fire doesn't bother them a bit. They just they come around in the evening and they're up by our driveway or by our neighbor's driveway, and they just wander around and come out in the in the morning and in the evening they're around, and kind of interesting. I don't know. I think they got a calendar or something. They just ignore all the noise that we all make. So anyway, WA2 back to that.
PD2AIT comment.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I just want to say we've seen more bear on the cameras up here this year than we've seen the last 5 years. So this dry season, from what I understand, the D.C. Put out a statement here just about 2 weeks ago that expect to see a lot of bear this this season because being so dry, they don't have the normal amount of food this time of year. So they're going to be out there searching around, and that means you're going to see them more. And I know I've seen them, even this year, I've seen them on North Lake Road just driving. And here they come, almost one running right down the road, just almost like pacing the car until he finally hung a right. Never seen that before up there. I mean, that's why you see maybe one crossroad way down far away, but never see one running down the road right in front of the car. So I think this is maybe a little bit of an abnormal year for bear sightings, just because the season kind of dictates how visible they're going to be. So, well, anyway, everybody enjoy it. If you like to just watch them or hunt them or whatever, they're quite a sight to see. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Yeah, well, I like to observe bear from safely inside the house, maybe with a pair of binoculars. That's about as close as I want to get to a bear. I know they're not very aggressive unless they have their little ones with them, but wildlife is wildlife. That's why I like to keep it so. Okay. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time before I close the net?
WEIQ with Colin.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we have, we don't have a lot of land. We've got 33 acres of land here, and we've got a creek that goes right through our property, and some of the area, well, we, of course, we've got our camp and a camp road, but once you get off the camp road or the trail going to the camp road, the woods are very dense, and so there's a lot of good places for, it's like an excellent habitat for animals, so there's not, our closest neighbor is probably 1,000 feet up the road, and someone drove by and told them that, yeah, we see gray fox go through the yard, and bear, we had an owl out there the other night, and so it's kind of like our own little zoo here of sorts. Ravens, you name it, so it's kind of neat. I sit out there on the deck, and I listen to all the different animals and sounds. It's kind of interesting in the evening. WATU, back to net.
All right, John, thank you. Yeah, we had a very interesting experience. We heard this very strange hooing sound or hooting sound, but it didn't sound like an owl, and we couldn't tell what it was. And we looked it up on the internet, and we had a type of owl called a barred owl. It was calling to its mate, looking for it, because they mate for life, so I thought that was pretty neat. So, owl, different wildlife. All right, I'll just do one final call-up for check-ins. Any late check-ins who would like to join us this evening? KC2YXN.
KA2KFU, Dick and Erskine Falls. Good evening.
Dick, KA2JFU. You're a little scratchy, but we could read you fine. Great to hear you.
Yeah, been a long time, Kathy. Said hello, John, there, and well, it's on a nut, but, yeah, doing well. Didn't do much today other than mow lawn, so that was enough. It was pretty warm there today, so at least the humidity's gone. It's down to 62.5 down here, so we'll take that. So we'll turn it back to you, Kathy. You and John have a good evening, and we'll have to catch you again.
Well, thank you, Dick, for joining us. We checked in last night to the after-dinner net. We didn't do the first cup net this morning. We got distracted. But thank you for joining us. Always good to hear you. Glad you're doing well. Excellent. All right, just one more quick call-up, KC2YXN. Any last-minute check-ins?
Net Control, please check in November 8, Alpha Alpha Charlie, John in Akron, Ohio.
John, nice to hear you. Akron, Ohio, wow. Wow, my goodness, I know where Akron is. And I went to school in Findlay for a little while. But thank you for joining us this evening. How are things in the Buckeye State?
Well, good evening, everyone. My name's John. I'm in Akron, Ohio. The southwestern portion of Akron is called Kenmore. It's been a long time since I checked in with your net. In fact, I only did, I think, once before. And sounds like you have a good group here. And I'd like to check in again, if you don't mind. Weather here has been pretty brutal. It's been really hot and very muggy. So we're looking forward to some cooler weather with some more moisture, hopefully, because it's been very dry. The grass here is very brown and crunchy when you walk on it, and it's just it's like a desert almost. So we're looking forward to fall here, and maybe even, I can't say snow. I'm not looking forward to that, but definitely some clear weather. So I wanted to wish everybody a good weekend, and hope to talk to you again soon. And AAC Claire, 73.
Well, John, I don't know if you know, our net is held every evening at 9 p.m., and the EchoLink is always up for anyone outside of the Boonville area to check in, so don't make yourself so scared. It's nice to have people from other areas outside of our little area, and yes, it's been muggy in here, muggy here too. We've had to water a lot, to water the garden quite a bit. And fall is coming, so it won't disappoint. But thanks very much, John, for joining us. Okay, this is KC2YXN. I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net. But before that, I'm going to read our Friday evening chuckle. Now, this is in light of the fact that school started this week for many of our young people who might be listening. So here it goes. This is a letter to Algebra. Dear Algebra, please stop asking us to find your ex. She's not coming back. And don't ask why. I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net. I would like to thank John, Jeff, Dick, and John for checking in. And all you scanner listeners too, and anyone else who might be listening, sometime maybe you'll join us and check in. Well, stay cool. Everybody enjoy the beautiful weather, and whatever it is that you may want to do this weekend, whether it's a chicken barbecue or the flywheel and pulley festival, enjoy it all. Stay safe, and now we'll turn the repeater back to regular amateur use. This is KC2YXN Clear.
Repeater in use. Good evening. This is AK2Z for Hawk 10, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Doing a call up here on the 655. See if anybody would like to check into the net. All stations on frequency are welcome.
N5AOW, no traffic.
Net recognizes N5AOW. Thanks for coming in. Anybody else for Hawk 10 tonight? Any stations for Hawk 10? This is AAK2Z. Nothing further heard. We thank KD2AIT for the use of the repeater. Have a great night. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you later. This is AK2Z, back to Matt.